Crammed in the back of this airplane, I'm surrounded by sweaty, muscle-bound studs. Their bodies have been sitting sedentary, working up a lazy sweat. The liquid is hot and humid beneath their crimson hoodies. It's been seeping out for hours now, rolling through the plane like poison gas down a war trench. I try to ignore it, but the omnipresent fragrance makes it impossible. My eyes glide down toward Mitch's hulking frame. A dirty, nasty, terrible idea pops into my brain. No! 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 I won't do that. I can't. It's sick and wrong! The way he's positioned pulls his hoodie fabric taut. My eyes linger on the tight stretch of fabric beneath his armpit. Everyone is distracted. Nobody would know if I just leaned in. They wouldn't see my nose touch the fabric. They wouldn't see me taking a quick whiff. Just to test it, of course. I want to confirm what this weird scent is. This is nothing more than curiosity. Like a science experiment. Yeah! This is a rational choice. My horny dick screams with excitement. It likes the thought of my little investigation. I'm like an amateur sleuth, probing a forbidden mystery. Maybe this flight isn't so bad after all. I'm getting all dizzy. I'm relaxed and my cheeks are warm. There's a nice vibe in the air. What's happening to me? I lean toward Mitch, scanning over Jake's face to ensure his eyes are closed. All right, I can do this. Just a quick sample, then I'll pull back. Nothing more. My face lowers to the crimson fabric. It's so pretty. It's the shade of a rose. Just a bit closer. Almost there. The tip of my nose touches the soft fabric. My lungs expand. Fuck. 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 The strange fragrance amplifies. It's extreme! This is the source of the fumes, the scent epicenter. I've been smelling Mitch's body the entire time. It's expelling boy scent the same way a flower sprays pollen. As I hold the gas in my lungs, I'm reminded of those infamous flowers in the jungle, the ones that fill the air with rancid scent to attract flies. They swarm, pollinating the noxious bloom. That's what I am. A fly, a pest. I'm dirty. I'm foul. And I'm drawn to the pungent odor. I know I should pull back, but it wouldn't hurt to take one more lungful. Up close like this, the scent is so complex, it deserves to be examined like a fine piece of art. I inhale again, basking in the dirty haze. It takes all my focus to resist smearing my face in his pit like a cat with catnip. My self-control has limits, though. As if compelled by invisible magic, my hand slides into my jeans pocket. I grip my hard penis through the fabric and begin fondling the shaft. A current of pleasure flows into my core. My vision blurs. I inhale again, and again, and again. My resistance is crumbling. With each new lungful, my pressure on my dick grows harder. The satisfaction is escalating. I'm huffing fumes. I'm getting high on a college athlete's musk. It's so powerful, so potent. Straight guys think other dudes smell gross, but my brain is wired differently. Most men struggle to comprehend how a creature like me can even exist. Hockey bros. They fight on the ice. They're brutish. They're filled with testosterone. Those hormones trigger their infamous aggression, and they trigger this scent. His body is influencing my brain. It's sending nonverbal signals to a weaker male. Certain fragrances can activate vivid memories. Is that what I'm building now? Is my cock imprinting on the scent? Will I relive this moment if I ever smell someone similar to Mitch? But why would that ever happen? I'm married. The only scent I know is Elliot, and he's nothing like this. He's got a faint, almost sour smell. It's never triggered my dick before. This is so primal. My body is telling me something. Is it signaling compatibility? Is nature instructing me to get closer to this young man? Maybe I should introduce myself when we get off the plane.
Peanuts or pretzels?
A woman's voice echoes down the aisle. I rip my face away from Mitch's armpit and pull my hand from my pocket. As the flight attendant walks by, I notice a vague wetness in my underwear. Pre-cum. What I just did? It was dangerous on so many levels. What if he woke up? What if I blew my load in my pants? I'd be sitting in jizzed underwear for hours. I'd stink up the plane. No, my dick needs to be off limits for the rest of the flight. Unless I stare at the pink, taut skin around Mitch's elbow. It's pointed directly at me. It's practically begging me to come closer. I glance away. Please, cock. You don't want this. You really don't want this. My dick just twitches in response. A sigh escapes my lips. This needs to be quick. My mouth lowers toward the exposed skin. I hesitate for a moment before closing in and placing a single innocent kiss atop his elbow. It's hot against my lips, smoldering. There's a dirty taste lingering on my mouth now. My tongue extends, wiping it away before moving back toward the elbow. I carefully lick the leathery skin, taking a blast of the bitter flavor. Warm and vaguely metallic, it's like licking a bronze statue on a sunny day. My brain blows a circuit. Rational thought shuts down. My hand slides back into my pocket, kneading my boner. My tongue swirls around his beautiful, godly elbow. This is a low point in my life, licking a straight college boy's elbow. I'm degenerate. Everything about this guy turns me on, even this tiny stretch of wrinkly, dry skin. This is the mark of a true pervert. My cock will get hard to anything. Lick after lick, I lose myself in the scent and flavor. My lips close around the shape, sucking and kissing. My fingertips dance atop my cock, flushing my mind down a whirlpool of bliss. Whenever I get close to coming, I stop to catch my breath. I can't come. That'd be catastrophic. This is an appetizer, but I'll never eat the feast. It's just a way to pass the flight. And it works.
This is your captain speaking. We're beginning our initial descent into Willow. Weather on the ground is cloudy, but the snow has stopped. Reports indicate the mountains received significant snowfall last night.
Perfect. That'll be great for our ski trip. I sit up and buckle my seatbelt while Mitch opens his eyes. He puts up his tray table, not noticing the shiny patch of moisture on his arm. I pull open the window shade and watch as we descend. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.